Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, make sure you go check out Dan Soder. You know he's in London, England at the Soho Theater tonight through June 18th. For tickets and all of Dan's tour dates, of course, go to dansoder.com. Everybody, I'm going to be on the Burt Kreischer Fully Loaded Festival for the next 2 weekends. Make sure you check that out, coming to a city near you. Some tickets still left in some of the cities. After that, I have Brick City Comedy Club in Oklahoma, and then Albany, New York, I think. For tickets and all tour dates, go to BigJComedy.com.
And now, The Bonfire with Big J Oakerson and Dan Soder.
He rocks the roll so hard he broke his heel stomping.
Oh, man. Remember when Def Leppard had all their arms?
No.
Now that's this. This is Def Leppard full-armed. Full-armed Def Leppard, yeah. He fucked up after this, I think. Or a car accident, I should say. Fucked up. I hope it was his fault.
Stardom
now that I said
got
it that
to
way.
Him.
Huh?
Stardom got to him and he went a little crazy. I know it was a car accident.
It was a car accident. Was it his fuck up, though, I wonder? It's weird to blame that on somebody when it's not.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He comes in and he goes, look at Tracy Morgan's accident. Like, well, what was he doing? It's like, that doesn't matter.
He's probably doing bits and distracted the bus driver.
Yeah, he was probably being so hilarious. He asked for that. Bad karma, dude. I said to play some Def Leppard because we're trying to. And I believe they said it should happen. Broadcasting from the Def Leppard, Motley Crue, Poison Show in Hershey, PA. If we get there early, we're going to take on maybe the Hercules over at Hershey's Park. I don't know. I'm Big J Oakerson, and this is The Bonfire, Faction Talk, Sirius XM 103. Dan Soder is off doing Christ only knows what. I hope he got his voice back.
I was going to ask. How's his voicey?
I don't know. He called me today, so it must be back. I wasn't able to answer. I was doing skanks, but...
He said that he is doing his show tonight. His voice is raspy, but he's going to do the show tonight.
Oh, he's going to judge Adamizer for you.
Raspy
hey,
Dan.
Hey, it's me, Dan. I got a lot of things to talk about. Shreds. Legs.
Good. So go see Dan tonight at the Soho Theater. In London, England, everybody. He is there for a couple more days. So good to hear he's feeling better and he's fucking coming to you. DanSoder.com for tickets. Sitting in his place today. Once again, family in the house, everybody.
No.
It's Murkface, the hilarious Andy Fiore.
Hey, hey.
Hey, hey, hey. And again, skeleton crew. We got Black Lou working from home. Jacob's, did he make it out? Was he survive?
Right, the night dive.
He went on a night dive last night. Has anybody heard anything from him?
I heard from him. He sounded fine.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Did he sound like he was missing a leg or something from a shark bite?
No, he sounded like he was going to go on another excursion and he couldn't talk.
Oh, I'd love to have him on the show right now because
I'm very curious.
I'm curious. It's a little trivia here I found out on Legion of Skanks earlier today. Today is National Megalodon Day.
Ooh.
And you know, he's super big on sharks.
He's got a tooth up of a megalodon, I believe.
I wonder if he knows it's Megalodon Day. Or maybe it's why he's on the show right now. Maybe he's at a Megalodon Day barbecue.
Of course. That's why I timed my vacation.
A Megalodon Day barbecue.
Everything I like is rugged.
God damn, he's not wrong. Such a tiny man. He has such big, big aggression.
Did you watch the Meg?
Nope.
It's fun. It's fun enough. Yeah.
Yeah, because it's bigger than a great white, right?
Oh, buddy.
Is that the idea of it?
19 great whites.
Really?
Yeah,
but
dude.
But it's fake, right?
No.
It exists?
Yeah.
Then why wasn't Jaws a megalodon?
It was like the dinosaur of sharks, and then they got wiped out.
Oh, they're not around anymore?
Mm-mm.
There are no megalodons.
Mm-mm.
Stop confusing me, everybody.
I could be wrong, but this is why we need Jacob.
Except there was one megalodon.
No.
And it was in that movie.
Well, yeah.
But that's the idea of the movie, is like, holy shit, there is still a megalodon.
Correct. That's the plot.
Yeesh. What is that? A megalodon tooth?
Yeah.
That's not that big. Whatever, dude. Fuck that megalodon. I'll punch it right in the nose. That's all it takes. You just got to jack it in the nose and everything's fine. Yeah. Good call, Lou. Little
great
fucking
white.
Great white.
Ah, I had this tape.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Once bitten, twice
Once
shy?
Once bitten, twice shy.
Do you think, like, the band Great White, you can stop an actual Great White with fire? Who knew the only thing you could take out of Great White was fire on land?
I believed in land sharks. That scared me as a kid.
That they would come up on land and get
you? Yeah. Didn't you?
No. I never was around water that much.
No.
I learned my... I kept my... Still to this day, I like to keep my swim in the pools. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm a pool swim guy.
I like both.
We went to Key West recently. Yeah. Actually, Rebecca Trent, who's hanging out with us in the studio today.
Yeah, good to see you,
Rebecca. Rebecca, me, Christine, Lewis, all in this thing. And we got out off a boat twice to go, like, mill around the water a little bit. And, like, me and Rebecca both. And I commit to this. And I can't believe I never thought of it before. I'm upset I didn't, and I will buy better versions of these, but me and her both wore our flip-flops the entire time.
In the water?
In the ocean. Yeah.
With your feet were touching the ocean floor?
Yes.
Yeah, that's all right. I mean, that's not that weird.
It was pretty weird. Every step you sunk into sand. However, rather than that, than feeling, dude, if I step on...
Yeah.
I'm done.
I'll squeal.
It's the same thing as if I get a piece of, like, why don't I eat ribs on a bone or something? You know what I mean? I get a little piece of that gristly bite back. And I'm like, oh, I'm done, and the whole meal's over.
You need,
and I will be. I'll scream if a fish bumps my leg. I'll scream. Sure. I'll try to jump. I'll try to chin up onto a boat, which is going to be another hilarious thing. I can't do that. I can't chin up off a boat, but you'll see me desperately trying, and my little tootsies kicking underwater. My flip flop's going to come off. For goddamn sure.
Stay in the water. Paddling
real
hard.
Me losing shit in the water. Doggy paddling like crazy.
An aggressive doggy paddle.
Oh, so I'm trying to stay above.
Get me back on the
water
boat.
I can stand in because I don't want to touch the ground anymore.
Did you touch the ground? Do you touch the ground at the first stop at all?
Oh, yeah. That's when I had them throw my flip-flops
you
to
need,
me off the boat.
You need water shoes.
I'll get water shoes.
Solves all your problems.
It solves 100% of my problems.
Yeah.
Also, if I could wear a full diving suit so nothing touches my legs or body at all. I don't mind if an eel slides past my panted leg, but if an eel touches my skin, I'm going to make noises that are going to... It's so... These are water shoes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're a little holy for me. Have to be a little more coverage than that.
No, your heel's covered. That's what you need.
And those are full submersion water shoes.
You still need speed, Jay.
Yeah, well, you're right. I got to slice through water.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys noticed, but I swim like a dolphin, dude.
Right.
Aerodynamic, to say the least. I like
but don't
those.
You love going in the ocean, though? It's rejuvenating.
Well, much like everything that I enjoy the style of, for some reason, it was the woman's version. I was like, those ones with the paint on them look pretty cool. And I looked right underneath. Woman swim shoe. Do they even make these for men? Are men not supposed to be this queefy about getting in water?
Yeah, we just never thought to do that.
Are you an ocean guy?
Yeah.
You jump right in.
Right in.
You don't give a fuck.
No. Yeah. But I went surfing for the first time last year. And my butt, when you're sitting on top of the board and your legs are just dangling over, that was the most unsettling feeling I've ever had in my entire life.
Really?
Because I was just like... Well, my legs are just going to get ripped off by a shark right now.
Oh, look at those. Look how fun those are.
Those are fun.
They're made of jellies.
They're made of friendship bracelets.
I know. And they're for girls only. Everything
they're
sucks.
Not for girls. You can get them in a 14.
That doesn't mean men's 14.
Yeah, it does.
It's a woman's 14.
It's men's
a
unique.
$140.
Nice.
$140?
Is that all?
They're really good shoes.
Are they? Because it does look like they're made out of friendship bracelets.
You can
I was
wear
not
them.
Kidding. Looks like I can make those. They're really good, Christine?
Yeah.
Why do you say so? Because they're $140?
That's out. What my friend Chelsea told me, and I trust her.
And you can wear them with a fun outfit after.
You and your friend Chelsea talk about water shoes.
Yeah.
This has come up before.
Yeah.
I've never had a water shoe discussion in my entire
you
life.
Yeah,
do
not everything's around
things.
You,
you're
Jay.
A city kid.
Oh, so you wore swim shoes.
Christine's from the
them.
Beach.
Why do you have swim shoes?
Because I went camping.
What do you need swim shoes for when you're camping?
Because sometimes it can be rough and you hike out and you wear those to hike out and then you can either wear them in the water or not.
Star's got a lot of plot holes.
Yeah, this thing is full of shit.
Give you, you can, there are lakes and rivers and creeks
Yeah, camping. It's called Man's Hole, and you have to hike out to it.
Man's Hole?
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
I thought that was a dick hole. Your man's hole?
We're going down old man's hole.
The old man's hole. Don't order these just yet. I may never go in the ocean again.
But they're so cool.
What are you going to wear them for style around?
I see the bird's eye. I don't know if I love the color scheme.
Yeah, me either. They're a little loud.
They are a little loud.
They're a little living out loud.
Don't they come in any more cool colors? Does Yeezy make a version?
I think they believe, you know, only a certain kind of dude is showing up to buy these, and I think they made the color scheme adequate. The more I think
about
it.
Give us some more choice. The red and blue looks fun.
How about a little black and white?
See, there. Now we're talking. That looks like a fun...
How about the black and gray up there, Christine? Make me feel like a man, would you? No. That's khaki.
The colors that like, looks like, don't match.
No, they match just fine. Boom. There they are. There's my swim shoes. No.
This is like what all the Greek guys in my neighborhood wear. Daily.
Ooh, those are my swim shoes, maybe.
It looks like you could hoop it up in those, too.
Oh, yeah. You never know, because sometimes you're camping, you get to go on a hike, and then you can go in the water in your shoes, and then also basketball. Remember that conversation that Christine had with her friend that one time?
I took off. I went on a hike, and we got in water, and my friend really didn't want to go in, and so I took off my shoes and she would come in the water.
I thought when you go camping, you go skinny dipping. I thought, none of this makes any sense.
You can still skinny dip and have shoes on. I think it still counts as a skinny dip.
Hell no. Now you're a liar and a whore. Are you happy with what you've done today?
Bro, you don't know what goes down in man's hole.
What happens in man's hole stays in a man's hole until he farts it out. That was I'm working on my thinly veiled cum jokes, Lou. Yeah, you are. Thank you. Thank you. Lou, are you a beach guy at all?
No, because I burn so easily. Give me like 20 minutes to jump in the water, I'm out.
But you do like getting in the water.
I like the water is the only part I like.
You ever been stung by a jellyfish?
No.
Do you live in constant fear of it like I do?
Yeah. Or if a fish touches me or something rubs up, like you say.
Yeah, you still do it, though. I'll go, too. Listen, we're all going to the beach. I'm going to the beach.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, we're all going to the beach for like a beach day. I'll go to the beach, probably.
Sure.
Especially if you make it mega convenient for me.
Yep.
I'll go to the beach. And then while I'm in the water, I'm having a blast. And maybe it goes without incident.
Buddy.
But it doesn't take much. I'll tell you what ruined it last time. My last ocean thing, we were in. Christine goes, you love the beach in Miami so much. The beach was right out back of the hotel. You were having a great time. Because she chooses to forget that when it wasn't a good time anymore was when I was at the height of having my happiness in water, which everyone knows is flips. I like doing underwater flips. It makes my belly go whatever. I feel all zero G, and it's like a roller coaster, and I love it.
I would think you are I think you would love waist-high water in the ocean, tossing the football around, doing fun diving catches.
Absolutely.
That's just a good time.
Absolutely a good time. Problem is, Lewis is my beach friend, and he's not really athletic in that way. No, me and Lewis had a football catch in the water, actually.
It was
very
best.
Fun. It was very fun, and we were making diving catches, and all of that was great. I'm just saying, like, when I was doing in Miami, I was doing my underwater flips, and I felt like some seaweedy or something kind of, like, hooked onto my body, my shoulders.
Yeah.
And I started kind of, like, oh, this is gross. And I came above the water, and it wasn't seaweed at all. It was 5, 6, 7 feet of police caution tape. And then I go, only me that would happen to. And then I fucking, I hated it.
I don't remember that at all.
Oh, really? Ask Rob Mayo. He was there laughing at me, cackling. Cackling at me. So I was like, gah! And I couldn't. It was like wrapped around me. And that's Miami police sign. I mean, God, Chrysler knows what that is. Bodies washing up on shore.
A couple kilos under there.
Oh, you think I should have followed it down?
Yeah.
Get the stash? True Romance, that shit?
Exactly.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. No, I don't like it.
I love it. I go down the Jersey Shore for a week every summer. I love
it. It's barely beach.
It's good beach, though. Pretty clean.
Not good beach.
For local,
the water
what's
sucks.
Better than around here?
What sucks is the water at the Jersey Shore.
Why? It's nice. It's warm.
It just sort of sucks. What, East Coast beaches sort of suck. I think you have to get to Florida. I think you have to get to Florida.
Capacity?
I think you have to get to Florida before you see blue water.
Oh, what do I care about the color?
The color seems to tell me what's in there.
All right. Well, if you don't need visuals, then it's fine.
I need visuals. I need to see a nice clear water.
It is greenish.
That's why it's greenish. Absolutely, yeah. It is. And it's because all that fur all over the rocks under the water. Fuck all that. No, and Luis J. Gomez calls me garbage for this often, and that's fine. Call me garbage. Right? I've never gone to Jamaica. I've never done any of that stuff. And Key West didn't really have beaches. But I will say, when I go on those cruise, one of the only things I love about cruise ships, doing those charter cruises, besides being with friends sometimes, but you're stuck on that thing, is when we go to the private island, that little, what is it, Royal Caribbean? No, what is it? Carnival?
Norwegian.
One of those.
Norwegian? Yeah. The Norwegian cruise lines, little hunk of Johnny Depp land they purchased out there, just the private beach they shuttle you to, and I go on in the water out there, and I go, this is the most beautiful beach I've ever been to in my entire life. And Lewis goes, that's garbage to feel that way. But
dude,
I think it's great.
You ever done
Caribbean water.
Have you ever done Aruba Ray? It's the best.
No.
You would love it. Ray, he'll take you all over. You go do parasailing.
The gig's weird.
Huh?
I heard the gig is weird.
It's a tourist gig.
Yeah.
But you only have to do 3 in a week, and you're there for like 10 days. It's really...
Really?
It's not a money gig. You go for like as a vacation and get
to
make
Aruba.
A little... You break even.
And Aruba's beautiful.
You pay your ticket, you paid for the hotel room, and all your shit is like 50% off. The beaches are great.
Oh, Christine, what is that, a video of the world's most beautiful beach?
Yeah, but I don't know what happened to it.
Dude, good ass beaches. Although, you do need ocean footies, because... For some reason, the floor of that Aruba Ocean is like squishy, brainy.
Yeah, that's what was going on at Key West.
Yeah,
I'm already out. I was gonna go. I was gonna. I should hit up Aruba Ray and be like, dude, yeah.
No, it's fun.
Me
man.
And Christine went on a 10-day vacation, and then you're like brainy ground. I'm like, wow, I don't know.
It's fun.
I do have my new swim shoes made out of friendship bracelets. Probably it's time to give them a whirl. But it's blue waters, right?
It's so great. Go in the winter.
I like blue
go
waters.
In the winter.
Aruba's just gorgeous.
Dude, I fell in love with it. And dude, you're a big guy like me. Mm-hmm. It's like 80 at all, but there's a constant breeze. I didn't sweat once.
Really?
It's so nice.
I like a constant breeze.
It's really a sweet, sweet gig.
Yeah, and it's right on the beach?
Right on the beach. And you stay in the Natalie Holloway Hotel, so there's history.
No shit?
Yeah.
That's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah.
That's true. That guy did almost get away with killing that girl. It does give me some ideas. Christine, let's book Aruba Ray's gig.
I'm down.
I'm like, what happened to Christine? I go, I don't know. She ran off with these Bjorgen Fjorgenstorg kids.
Dude, it's all Dutch weirdos down there.
Yeah.
Is there a gig you
some Flergen Jorgenstorgen.
Some Flergen Glues.
I don't know. Some guys lured him out there with their uncircumcised goofy dicks.
Is there a gig you can do in Hawaii?
No. You can go to Hawaii. I'd have to spend such a crazy amount of time.
Oh,
in between flights, the layover would have to be a month.
There's a House of Blues
before I'm ready to do another. Isn't it like fucking 5 more hours from L.A.?
Yeah.
Fuck.
That's
that,
why
man.
I've never been. It's too much flying.
Yeah, it's too much flying.
Nah. Aruba's like 4. It's great.
Yeah, Aruba's like 4. Jamaica's 3 or something, right? A little more than 3.
Yeah.
I don't know. All that sounds much better. It's the same thing. What am I gonna see in? There they
say the
dog,
great,
in Hawaii, say the dog, the bounty hunter house. So that's also a little bit of history. The most attacked, the most places where people hide from Dog the Bounty Hunter. He shows up, cuffs him, gives him a cigarette, talks about Jesus.
The most go with Christs.
Can't you believe his big, huge titted wife died?
It was a few years ago, though.
Beth died. I know, man.
I'll be honest,
cans.
I never really watched it too much.
Nah, but Beth, though. Beth was one of those.
I know what she
I don't know how
she
was pulling up. She was a mess, but she. I found her sexy because. And I know. I know all the negatives you can say about Beth Chapman, but she reminded me of like a friend of my mom's or something. Right. Like, you know, when she was like a biker
fun
friend
mom.
Of my mom's girlfriend who I'd be like just bodacious to forget all the face and whatever. I'm like, she's got fat ass. Just. When you're a little boy and you see woman parts big, you're like, wow, this is what it's all about.
She looked like she belonged in Mask, part of the motorcycle gang in Mask.
Yeah, I've fucked a lot of Beth Chapmans in my life, for sure. For sure. Just.
Damn.
Just stuffed in the tiny shorts.
Holy shit, those are massive.
Yeah, she had rockin' titties. And then she started to lose a bunch of weight before she died, I think. And then
what did she die from? Do you know what she died of?
Yeah. Her titties dragged her forward and she hit her head on an anvil. Jacob, that's not funny.
Come on.
It was a joke, but come on. Yeah, she was looking out of a window and stuck her head out.
Oh, lung cancer.
Tits brought her out. Oh, it was lung cancer the whole time.
She did seem like she...
Well, you can't get a proper cigarettes. You can't get a proper chest x-ray, right. You know what I mean? If you can't get to those titties. I got to stop smoking, dude.
Yeah,
I have to buddy. Stop smoking. My dad just got out of quadruple bypass and aortic aneurysm surgery.
Just got out of that.
He is all right, which makes me think like
I can
just keep smoking and then just get that surgery. He's all right.
Swapped out.
You think my dad's tougher than I am?
You didn't quit, did you?
No, and I still look cool doing it.
No, he was on Chantix. I'll give you the whole rundown. He started up on Chantix. He goes, "I'm doing it," and I go, "Nice." He goes, "The cigarettes are tasting gross," so it's like
that's what it
I'm
does.
I'm doing
right?
less, and then a couple days after the show, when I'm like, "Lou, you coming down to smoke?" He goes, "No, I'm not going to smoke today."
Good.
Actually, I go, "That's fantastic." And then one day, walking down the hallway, I said, "Damn, Lou, I'm jealous, dude. You got a juicy ass. I have such a flat." Just a flat need to tie. My belts, I eventually change holes. Like they get tighter. I get to use tighter and tighter holes because how tight I have to put them to stay on my flat ass. You know what I mean? And I was like, I'm jealous of your
ample.
You have a juicy, ample ass.
Yeah.
And he took that as a fat insult.
That?
No, he took that as like I was making a fat insult, but I was not. But he was taking it that way, and
sounds
I get
very
that.
Complimentary.
It was very complimentary. Everyone else in the room knew it was complimentary. And then we're...
He's a weirdo, though.
No, he's very much a weirdo, for sure. But it was not... This wasn't regular Lou weirdo. He was irate. Yeah. He wanted to punch something. He thought about leaving.
I listened to one of those.
He thought about leaving.
I thought about it for days after. It ruined my whole weekend.
Yeah.
So you stress smoked after that?
No. He just realized... The Chantix that he was taking was what was making him so on edge.
Is that what? Is it, what are
so
the
better
effects?
To just smoke and show us your goddamn ass. You know what I mean?
We're doing a show. Show your ass.
Yeah.
That was that same day. That was Jacob saying, like, why won't you just
stand
give us
up,
a peek of your ass?
Jacob's
over.
Like De Niro in Goodfellas. He'll egg people on.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
He loves egg.
But he doesn't want to be egged on.
No, he does not.
Loves when it's not him.
Yeah, of course.
You know about, we've told you about the odd throuple, right? Getting these guys in a cabin.
It's the greatest idea
I've ever heard
of in my
Jacob
entire
says
life.
No. Yeah. And because exactly that. Jacob's like, I won't be comfortable in it. Like, I'll be
exactly.
And I go, but that's the entire reason why it's going to be great.
He'll be compensated, right?
Yes. But he'll be, listen, do I have guaranteed money for him up front? I don't know. But me and Dan would totally fund this.
Not even.
We don't need, Big Jim's in. Big Jim McClure says he gets the fucking, he said it's what he's most hit up by from fans, is odd thruple happening. Black Lou, can't wait to do it. Black Lou's all thumbs up over there.
Get him out of the house?
Get him out of the house a little bit. Let him miss the family while he's just stoking two white idiots into nonstop fighting.
Beautiful. What a rhythm that would be.
It's a dream. It's a dream gig. And
Jacob's like, do you think Jacob has a price? Is that, do you think he's just holding out?
Bargaining? He's got a price.
He's a bargaining chip?
He's got a price, but I want him to have some dignity. I don't want him to sit there when I have to look at him in the face and go, how many of these hundos you need me to peel off, you piece of shit,
how many
to make you say yes to this?
Free night dives.
Yeah. How many
coupons.
Night dives? I just bought you a pair of platinum flippers, dude.
Yeah.
I got my swim shoes. Now let's go camp.
Camping. You, me, man's hole.
Me, you, man's hole. Let's make this happen. DJ Lou will do it.
I'm wildly uncomfortable, but I'll still do it.
Well, it's for the good of the show. And not only that, that would be amazingly entertaining.
It'll make money. It'll absolutely make money. We can put it on Patreon. It'll make tons of money. They're going to fight. Yeah. Not fist fight.
No,
they're not going to fist fight.
It's
that's what beauty
antagonization.
The beauty of it too is they want this will never come to where someone's got to stop them from blows, from coming to blows.
No.
Unless Lou's on his Chantix and you talk about his ass being great.
I don't have psychotic episodes anymore.
Yeah. He's fine now. He's totally cool with
off
his ass.
Off the meds.
In fact, he's going to wear a thong most of the show. Really let people know what's up.
Really
trying to bump up the OnlyFans numbers. Damn, we should do a bonfire OnlyFans and just take tasteful, not nudes. Doesn't have to be nude. You can do whatever you want.
Calendar.
Let's do bonfire foot fetish and just put all of our feet up. Someone will slam to our feet.
All in one row?
Yeah. I've had a guy ask me in DMs over the years.
Come on. One
guy a lot, not for feet.
Oh.
Flat out, like, what, like $5,000 to suck your dick.
Really?
$10,000 to suck your dick. Now, obviously, it could be just a guy fucking around and joking, but they've come, like, in where the guy's like, he's not making a joke. Maybe he's waiting for me to say yes and then be like, you fucking queer. I knew there was a number.
Right, yeah, yeah.
But I've never answered it. One, I don't want to get my dick sucked or suck a dick. Is there a price? Sure. That guy didn't name it.
A year from now, he comes back 25. You go, you're in the ballpark.
Now, here's the problem. Now there's no number I could ever say yes to, because if there's that number, someone's going to come and be
like,
before I go, I'll go, nah, dude, I'm still saying no. I mean, let me see the cash, but...
Well, all right, I'm listening.
He goes, let me count that, and it is mine. This is mine if I do it. I'm not going to do it, dude, but like, if I deposit this right now...
Can I see it?
This is all
good. Can I look at it? Can I hold it?
I can hold it. Can my family leave with it? They can leave with it, and then I'll do it? Okay.
I don't got to report it or nothing?
And then, by the way, Christine leaves with the bag, and then comes back in 5 minutes later, and laughing. She's part of it, too. Like, you fucking queer. You were going to do it. This isn't real money.
Carla comes out.
Yeah, everyone's laughing at me.
Your daughter's there.
You stupid idiot. Damn, Dad, you were going to suck a dick. Yuck.
Newsflash. You can lose weight like a celebrity without being a celebrity. New Glucotrim from GNC delivers serious results with a proven formula that features ingredients derived from nature, like berberine. And the best part? You don't need a crazy expensive prescription. Glucotrim works with your body to support healthy blood sugar and protect lean muscle mass, unlike other products out there. And did I mention it's caffeine-free? So if you want real results, get on that celebrity weight loss level with new Glucotrim. Get it at GNC.
Hey, guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our awesome sponsors over here at the Bonfire, and of course, that is Metro by T-Mobile. Listen, we all know life is full of yada yada, calling customer service and trying to sign up for a new program or plan or any kind of subscription, and you get a whole bunch of nonsense and long paperwork and contracts you can't get out of, pricier subscription prices going up. I know you've dealt with yada yada before, like when companies have those sneaky gotchas hidden deep in the fine print, or bills that seem to keep going up for no dang reason. Or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have elsewhere and your seat probably reclines. And yes, it is possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included. But listen, you don't take yada yada in life, so don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and no yada yada. Nada. Yada yada. Stop at one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide right now. Guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our awesome sponsors over here at the Bonfire. And of course, that is Prize Picks, everybody. Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. You can win 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. It's very simple. You're picking more or less than the projected stats on 2 to 6 players. If you pick right, you win. That's it. For example, Tyrese Maxey. Maybe it says he'll score 13 points tonight. If you pick more and he scores more, you win. You pick less, he scores less, you win. It's that easy. You against the numbers only. You could turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Download the app today and use code BONFIRE for a first deposit match of up to $100. That's code BONFIRE for a first deposit match of up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
1 of 5 Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off that list with Babbel.
Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works.
Goosey.
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 150 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks.
Bueno note, buenos aires.
Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations. Studies from Yale, Michigan State University, and others continue to prove Babbel is just better. One study found that using Babbel for 15 hours is equivalent to a full semester at college.
Non palietano molto bene.
Babbel has over 10 million subscriptions sold, and all of Babbel's 14 language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee.
Hello. Hey, you know how you say no?
Go on.
No.
Hey, I'm going to write that down. N.
I am learning Italian off of Babbel right now.
Hola.
Here's a special limited time deal for listeners. Right now, you get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/bonfire. Get 55% off at babbel.com/bonfire, spelled BABBEL.com/bonfire. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What would the setup? Would it be three bedrooms or like an apartment?
Nah, I like them in one bedroom, and Black Lou has his own.
You were Jacob, thinking same bedroom?
Bunk 100%. Beds?
No, no, no. It doesn't have to be bunk beds.
But that would be fun.
It would be fun. Listen.
Watching Jacob climb into a bunk?
I'm A-okay. I like the idea of one bedroom, but we throw the Greg and Marsha Brady
curtain.
The curtain in between.
Ooh.
So he just gets to watch a silhouette of Black Lou pound into his phone.
Here's a very important question. What's the smoking situation inside?
Not inside.
Okay.
Outside, but very accessible to Lou. And listen, I'm not going to argue. As a smoker myself, if his side of the bedroom has a door to the outside.
Like a patio, a deck.
And he just opens the door and kind of stays inside and smokes it out the door. I'm not going to make a whole thing about that.
That's the first argument. You gotta go outside.
And then also,
that doesn't count as outside.
Also, it's freezing. It's freezing inside now because Lou's got to smoke.
And Jacob, boy, does he like to complain about the coldness and the heat.
He really, really does. Dude, Jacob might be dressed
so
in actual bear skins for most of the time. He's going to go native.
You could get Kikiko blankets to sponsor it. There's so many angles.
He's going to be dripping with Kikiko. Jacob, the only thing that kept him warm during the odd thruple. That'll be part of their marketing now.
Exactly.
I think it's a world-class idea. I can't say it enough.
I don't think it's
everyone's on board except for one.
He's
going to
have a price. I think you can whittle him down.
Yeah. I mean, he wouldn't, for the sake of the show, even take a bite of Lou's fucking puke salad or whatever the fuck that tuna casserole.
I got to be honest. I wouldn't have either. I would not have either.
You wouldn't even try it?
No, dude. I don't do tuna, and especially with all those other fucking nasty ingredients.
Oh, dude. Hot tuna?
No way.
You don't like hot tuna?
Ugh. Dude, any form.
You don't like tuna?
I don't like tuna.
With cream
tuna
mushroom
steak,
soup?
Tuna steak. No, mushrooms I can't do either.
Come on, dude.
No.
Oregano?
Oregano, I was all in.
All ingredients bought at a gas station.
All ingredients purchased at a gas station?
I like the
You're
oregano.
Not impressed by that.
A little nauseous thinking about it.
Yeah.
The oregano was the craziest thing I've ever, was the ingredient
but
that made no sense to
as
anybody.
As a Ginzaloon, I
you don't.
Liberally use oregano.
Not on mac and cheese, you don't.
Have I?
Everything.
Nope.
I might have been.
I know you want to be cool to your friend Lou, but it would never make sense. It would never make sense. On tuna fish, you'd never put it on.
Tuna fish is bizarre.
It's crazy. These are things you don't put oregano on. Here's you put oregano on. Pizza. I'll tell you what, I was watching Man vs. Food yesterday about a place in Brooklyn I want to go check out now. Linguine and clam sauce. They go, oh, parsley, oregano. I'm like, there, oregano right. Makes total sense there. But Lou's not making a clam sauce and linguine. He's making tuna casserole with oregano.
Give me a quick rundown of what the ingredients were.
Oh, it's quick.
Oregano, tuna, cream of mushroom.
You don't lead with oregano.
No, oregano's
first. That's not your base.
It's mostly oregano.
Yeah.
You line the pan.
I brine it with oregano.
Tuna, pasta, your choice of whatever you want.
All right.
Kraft singles melted on top.
Lou, is it?
Kraft
and peas.
Lou, be honest. Was it gas station brand? Was it like fucking Shell of the sea tuna?
Yeah.
No, gas station brand?
No, there's no gas station.
Was it Starkist?
No. It was.
There's your local grocery store's brand for sure.
No, it was actually.
Kirkland? You get Kirkland tuna?
It was from the gas station.
Oh, no, dude.
No, but not made by Shell.
No, I know. It's like chicken of the sea, though. It's not even sun-kissed.
Exxon.
Or star-kissed.
It's literally fucking...
Damn, dude. Chicken of the sea with the fucking mermaid bitch.
What's wrong with her?
Covered in tar.
There's nothing wrong with her.
It's Texaco brand.
Look, let me tell you how garbage I am. Chicken of the Sea, I think, is the only company now that makes still dark tuna in the oil. And I'll tell you what. You drain that, throw some mayo and relish in that, dude. That's got to be terrible for you.
Yeah, I'm not going near
But it's so
that.
Good. And it's the shittiest tuna you can get. Dark meat tuna? No one's even heard of it. Everyone's like albacore, maybe white, they've heard, like stark white or something. But like, no
tuna
one's ever heard.
Traditionally have dark meat.
Dark tuna in oil, of all things, dude. But that oil and that mayo hits, dude, I don't know. Something magic happens.
See,
I don't know what. You could eat that, but I'll tell you, it ain't good. You think you're eating tuna and making a good choice, but you're not.
There's too many things I don't like on their own combined into that glop.
Lou.
Mayo, mushrooms.
Lou's heart, and Lou's blood, sweat, and tears.
Unwashed hands.
His shoulder his hairs.
I don't smoke when I make the tuna.
His chin hairs.
Yeah, a couple of loose tobacco leaves from a Winston.
Not even an eyelash drops into the mixture.
No, dude.
It's from his
merit. Wouldn't it be great
cigarettes?
if he has a crazy sterilized like kitchen area? It's my one thing.
Well, I do, just because if there's something weird in there, you guys will never let me down. But I didn't realize that you would hate the tuna. I thought you would like the casserole.
I don't know if, listen.
But I sterilized the area before I touched anything.
No, I'm
sterilized. What are we talking about? A wipe down?
Lou,
yeah.
You were like,
yeah.
You brought that in thinking like they're gonna love this.
Yes,
they're
yes,
really gonna.
Well, Dan loved it because he's white trash like me.
Dan didn't love
it. He didn't love it.
He was just kidding. He was lying.
No, I don't want to say he was lying.
He might have been being nice.
No, because he finished his plate. He finished
his
first plate.
You guys have your own dietary weird shit. With
of
your,
course.
With your five dipping sauces for every meal.
You're not wrong. We all have a weird thing. Yeah. We all have weird things. Christine. Is a very difficult order. She's very difficult.
In what way? Don't do this.
The queen of substitutions. For someone who worked in service a lot, the queen of substitutions. Now,
look at that look.
And also, Christine's got, and I think I have some of this too. There's many a meal for when you order out, especially, which is the scary part.
Right.
Where the sauces don't come, you might as well have just sent me a box of human feces.
Fucking garbage.
My biggest fear
is... You ever get nuggets on the road and they don't send you any
doesn't
sauces?
Doesn't matter to me. I'll eat them.
Drop. Without sauce?
I'll eat a mozzarella stick plain.
I prefer mozzarella sticks plain almost always. If I do marinara, cause it's there. Don't care if it's there or not, but you send me McDonald's chicken nuggets?
Are you kidding me? You
and
can't
no
eat those
sauce?
Dry?
No. It kills everything.
No.
Those things are just... Those might as well be tofu nuggets to get hot mustard sauce into my face. You can't lick a hot mustard sauce.
I'm good, baby.
Although I will tell you, when you're done with the hot mustard sauce, if no one's looking, your tongue does fit right inside of a hot mustard sauce, and you ride it down. You can clean that thing
like a
bald.
Golden retriever.
Gonski. But don't let the world see you do that.
No.
That's hotel room when you're getting ready to like stab yourself or something.
My thing is more, I don't want this certain thing on a sandwich, something. Like if it came with mushrooms, I would just go, hey, can I just not have mushrooms on that? That's mm-hmm. my thing. And then if it comes, that's ruining my meal. I'll also throw it out. Because I can't scrape a mushroom off. I know they'll get in there and it'll fucking make me gag.
Mushrooms you can scrape off most things. I like mushrooms on pizza. You just don't like them at all.
It's a texture thing for me.
Now that's weird. Can you eat mushrooms?
Yes.
Like magic mushrooms?
Yes, it's a different mentality.
It's very weird because I can eat portobello, every kind of mushroom, button mushrooms you could eat, I could eat.
No.
Even
God,
eat some of them,
no.
For most of them pretty raw in salads and stuff, but like magic mushrooms, the what do you call them, the hallucinogenic mushrooms?
Yeah, yeah.
I've thrown those up before. Talk about texture and taste.
I know,
I mean, it's
for
wretched.
Some reason it's different mentally for me. I just go,
could you
I know
like where
I'm
it's
doing
going?
This for a reason, yeah.
No, I need those
pills. But now,
pills.
Like, now you get the pills and you swallow those.
Yeah, where do you get those, dude?
I got a guy.
We did. I know. Can we get him again? We did those
absolutely.
With you at
good,
Cypress
right?
Hill.
Yeah.
Yeah, Christine was in the stratosphere. She was somewhere else. She thought she was in Cypress Hill.
I had to leave.
She started wearing a bucket hat.
She was insane in the membrane.
Yeah. Yeah, she said she was super flying on those. I thought it was fun.
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah, they are great. It's like they're one pill gets you,
yeah,
right?
One,
I two,
if
two.
You, that's, you got to baby step it. You got to go in one, see how you're feeling, and then maybe one halfway through the concert, you know, yeah, for, to get you through.
It was great.
They all, that certain batches are stronger. I think from there, I took off.
Yeah, that's right. You did. Christine, so when we did mushrooms at Coldplay, though, it, whatever that amount was right, because she was just having so much fun.
Yeah,
I was so
right
happy
balance,
seeing her have fun.
The right balance, oh, goes a long way.
Yeah, I don't know. It never hits me that hard. I was just like smiling and enjoying myself. But Christine
that's
was.
That's usually what they are.
Christine found rhythms I didn't know she had.
I'm a dancer.
She always goes, I can dance. And I go, you can't, though, because in a decade of being together, I've never watched it happen once. I've danced significantly more than you in a show, in fact.
What's your concert dance look like? What are you primarily doing? What body parts are moving at a concert for you?
Okay. Well, it's a three-part motion.
Uh-huh.
Hands in pockets, okay, staring forward, and nodding and mouthing the words. I don't make a scene, dude. I'm not there to make a scene.
I can get into it. You know there's some air guitar coming up from over here.
Yeah, no, I don't act it out at all, dude. When we went to see Tool the last time,
yeah,
on Molly, and Justin jumped in front of us and stood right in front of us, and for an hour and 93...
I was there.
Yeah, 93 minutes, he just went with the same like thing right, he does, this motion. And then we found that's just Justin's hyped up dance move, because that ending of Skankfest, right? Justin's doing the Justin dance. It's hold his dick with one hand, and the other hand just goes whatever the tempo of the song. It's just that, yeah, over and over again.
I do like I do a upper body lunge with like my hands down on my hips, kind of, which is kind of a
lunge,
like a,
oh, like forward thing, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, air guitar.
Kind of, but sometimes I don't.
Not
do
even.
It, but I'll fucking throw drums in there too.
You'll headbang a little.
Yeah, it's like a.
I will never ever play an air drum kit in the thing.
It's, I gotta pick my moments.
I'm real big on fucking tapping it out on the thighs, though. Like while I'm standing up, like I'll tap the drums out on the thighs. But I'm not gonna be fucking like, you know, hitting cymbal crashes.
No,
and shit.
I'm not doing a fucking Neil Peart, but I'm doing like, if there's a big crescendo coming up and I know it's gonna be like a big cymbal smash, I'll fucking throw a boom, like a drop the hammer kind of thing.
Yeah,
yeah.
No, I don't cut loose at concerts like that. I observe and I'm like, this must be so
maybe that's,
cool.
I like to drink.
You know what I do?
Concerts.
I watch and I go, it must be so cool to cut loose like that. Every comedy jam I do, I go, dude, I'm going to lead singer this time. And then I go up there and leave the mic in the mic stand and sing in one place. But every time I get up there, in my mind, I'm like, I'm going to go up there and really work this bitch. And I don't.
You have performance anxiety.
I don't have lead singer energy, man. I want to. It's what I'm most envious of. Right. But I just can't do it. And if I do it, I feel immediately silly.
That's what it is. You feel silly.
Also, the things that I want to do, exactly. It's like, dude, put your foot up on the monitor and just lean into that. And then you're like, and then all my Judaism goes, what if the monitor's not locked down? You're going to fall forward. Everyone's going to see you. You're going to split your pants.
I broke a cabinet.
And I'm right. I'm going to split my pants.
I'm
going to lean on the monitor, and it's going to go forward. I'm going to go into a weird split. Go, ow, ow, ow.
I know.
Ow.
Between you and me, there's way too many hilarious chubby guy accidents waiting to happen.
I've never fallen off a stage.
Have you ever been on a rickety stage, though? I've been on so many stages where I go, you might get the best show of your life tonight, unintentionally.
The Comedy Cellar used to do, I don't know if they still do, that summertime, the cruise around the city.
No.
It was like a three-hour cruise around the city, and they did comedy shows. Unnecessary, to say the least. This whole thing, it was just a bad idea. But it was what it was. But you'd go do comedy, and you were at the, it was the front of the boat was where the comedy was, on the, I think, the highest level of the boat. So when you get on stage, it was like, you had to be like in a fucking, it was, I've never had a more engaged core in my life. I mean, everything's just completely vascular and shredded to hold yourself in place while this boat is rocking in the Hudson. In the wake of, like, you know, a fucking...
Might as well be in the bird's nest.
It's insane, dude. It was so bad. And you get up there and you really have to, like... You're trying to tell jokes and, like,
yeah,
keep
dude,
your balance.
What are we doing?
It was a bad idea. Are you watching... Speaking of comedy, are you watching AGT at all? America's Got Talent? Do you watch it?
No, I can't.
I watch it.
No.
I still watch it. I don't care.
Who's on it this season?
There's a deaf comic this time. I'll tell you what. If you're a handicapped comic, get over to AGT, man. They just want to hear
you go
your
right
story.
Through.
But I will say, I do want to be fair to her. When we watched her comedy, she's the first comic I think I've seen this season. And like, she did pretty good. She's pretty funny.
Good.
Like, did you watch it, Lou?
Nah, I've given up.
You gave up. But yeah, she was like, all her jokes were about being deaf pretty much. But like, one,
you're right, well, you
she's
know.
Deaf. Also, she's deaf and she speaks completely.
Oh, she's got normal?
Yeah, but I think she's like.
Because that deaf cadence is tough to hear sometimes.
And she doesn't really have that. But she, nice. Oh, yeah. Nice, dude. But yeah, she did pretty good. Give her like a minute of her set. Go down to where she performs, actually.
Is she better than Jerry from Facts of Life?
Man, remember Jerry? Yeah, but she was one of the ones we had to like lean in to listen
Jerry
to her.
Jerry Blank? Was that her last name?
Maybe. Jerry Blank faced.
Blair.
They were given the tools to be able to succeed here, which is... So I dual majored
She's
in
not
college.
Fully deaf. There's no way she heard that little audience paw. And, you know, like, she started... You know, like, you would
right,
need to
Andy.
Hear that.
You're right, Andy. Christine, look this bitch up and see how deaf she is.
Is it like...
I'm over here giving her all this credit. This bitch might be like 18%.
Do you know
deaf.
What I mean, though?
It's she like calling yourself an Indian when you're you know, great, great, great grandfather.
Does she have
was,
a hearing aid?
Or is she a native bitch? She doesn't seem to have any hearing aid.
Because then. And then also the vocal thing. She speaks completely normal.
She's pretty normal, but it's a little something.
But did you catch that little idiosyncrasy she did where somebody started to clap and she would knew to start over because she didn't want to step on it.
Oh, really? You know
Go
what's
back
funny
10
though?
Seconds.
You know what though? What drove me fucking nuts is when it goes to the audience and some pretentious dildo did this. And you're like, she can see you. She can see you. She knows what claps look like. Right. I can't hear that. I don't even know what that is.
That's true.
What, a room's cheering and she goes, sorry guys, deaf, no idea what's happening right now. What is that? What a standing? That's a standing ovation. I can't hear it, so I don't know. Are they all? Are they angry at me? Because they're all cheering and screaming and clapping. Oh, you cocksucker! I'll tell you what made me laugh. Well, give her some of her comedy.
Sign language, and which that felt like a freebie, right? But I also majored in zookeeping. Which seemed like a really fun thing at the time, but now I have a degree in American Sign Language and zookeeping. And Coco the sign language gorilla died like 4 years ago.
Oh, I thought it was actually
so
this
what
bit's
I'm saying
funny.
Is that comedy has to
Not
work
this.
Out for me. Yeah, this has to go, guys, this has to go good. My safety net is dead, she's gone, so.
That's not bad.
I know. It's very sad. So that's, I actually, I applied to work at the Coco Foundation when I was in college, and they rejected me because
funny.
I have hearing loss.
Hearing loss. So.
That's great.
Yes, boo the Coco Foundation.
She knows they're booing.
They told me I was a liability issue because
You're
if
right.
the gorilla were to sneak up on me, I would not be able to hear it, which I can't say with any degree of certainty, but probably that seems true.
I feel like
so
Sofia Vergara loves
like nice
everything.
Oh, yeah, she is a blank stare of a human being. She's a balloon in a dress. Sofia Vergara? I love thee! He's so good! How? He told me to pick the card, and then he was the card! Ay, ay, ay! She is all pretty and zero brain. She's dumb as shit. She's her eyes Google around.
Up.
I love when this guy's bringing her on stage, like, we're going to throw fucking axes on either side of you. She's like, okay.
Pay that into this?
Yeah.
Hearing people.
Of hearing people, so I'm just going to toss this question out to the room. What are y'all going to do different? If a gorilla sneaks up on you.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. We broke it up, but like the idea of like,
totally.
You can't hear if a gorilla sneaks up on you. It's like, what are you going to do if a gorilla sneaking up on you? Yeah, exactly. Christine, if you could find the former NFL players gospel group, because I would say America's Got Talent is the whitest, probably close to the whitest slash sort of Asian audience on any TV show ever. And then these black... NFL players, former NFL players, team up to sing gospel, and they do good. But the audience, you see the three black people that are at AGT because, dude, when they're singing gospel, these ladies are, dude, it makes me laugh so hard. Like,
it's like
bust
church.
Down now! Yeah, it's everybody else is just, you just see the top of their white heads while these black women are like, the audience, dude, so
please.
Great. Give it to them.
Just call on your brother.
Terry Crews can't wait to take his shirt off. Heidi Klum can't believe it.
She had one. She had Seal.
Yeah, but that's what she calls these guys. She goes, what? 13 Seals on stage?
I loved you, Seals.
Did we miss already the lady who was like, there's one bald black lady who is just busting it wide open. She is going for it. Yeah, we missed it. But God damn it was funny.
Oh, dude, what was the thing? And I'm sorry if you guys have talked about it on here before, but you and I were doing Bobby's podcast, mm-hmm. and it was, I almost feel bad bringing it up. It was what you and Isabella bonded over. It was a clip of the Night of Tuning Star.
We brought it up on this show a lot. It's the funniest thing ever.
Because I couldn't fucking look at it. Dude, you had me crying.
When they just, fucking release the Kraken, dude. They just break open that cage in the back and all the Audis come out at the same time. I call them Audis now. I'm working on my calling them Audis.
Dude, I have never fucking cried harder.
Yeah, they fire them out and then people, they're air guitar and the songs don't have air guitar in them. It's maybe one of the funniest pieces of... unapologetically exploitative television I've ever seen in my life. Just raise money for them. You don't have to keep dragging them out and showing everybody like look at them. They're not biting each other. It's like, yes, but they are air guitaring. One thing's he's conducting the whole thing. Like, just go in the back and let them fucking do what they do.
One kid's backwards.
One kid's turning around backwards. The other one was air guitaring nonstop, dude. Looking fucking fury at a Tori Amos concert. Shredding to guitars with the piano music. Oh, yeah, then this Russian guy comes out. This Russian guy comes out and brings his little girl, who is such a sweet little girl, and then her thing is to sing. She sings death metal.
What?
They moved her on, and they should have. But it's, I don't know if it's good or bad. Get to where she starts singing.
Oh, hell yeah.
You go back to... Go back to it. Go back.
Oh, fuck, dude.
When the song
kicks
in.
I'm excited.
Her dad's great. He's like, I've trained her since a child.
Is she...
Let's throw some volume on it. I mean, as long as we're here.
My name is Kid.
No, dude, it's way darker than that.
Holy Roller sits in the garden we fled. Blood into wine, take my body instead. Holy Roller sits in the garden we fled. Blood into wine, take my body instead.
Yeah! It confused Sofia Vergara.
Oh, for sure. And one of them, they go like, can you believe it's coming out of that little girl? And she goes, die!
The lyrics are amazing. Born into blood. Crown of God. Dude, this fucking rules.
To the left of me!
Whoa.
I know she says die.
No.
They may have cut it.
It's stand.
Is it?
It's stand to the left of me. It's just like, she's going, die. No, that was the moment, that last thing she sang. They're like, what's going on? Look at her face. She doesn't even care.
She was crossing herself.
Yeah. That's always, they're going to do dumb. Oh, are you familiar with The Exorcist?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cornballs. But, AGT is not cranked out like... They used to be more fun like novelty acts. Oh, is that fucking Summer Rain? Yeah. Yeah, give me that again.
When this little girl grows up, she could be that.
Yeah, that's right. You could be the next Summer Rain.
Hey, this kid's got talent.
Dancing in a bikini at a Harley Davidson store. God damn, Summer Rain. What happened to her? Let's take our first break. I know we have two commercials. Good job, Jacob. I know you're out there night diving right now. Not here to even let us know if a megalodon's a real living possible thing right now. But we'll get through it. We'll get through it. We're hanging out with Andy Fiore. Andy Fiore's going to be in Poughkeepsie this weekend, everybody, Friday and Saturday. Check him out. AndyFiore.com for tickets. It's The Bonfire.
You've been listening to SiriusXM's Bonfire. New episodes every Tuesday through Friday mornings, and full shows always on SiriusXM.
Rack your look for spring at Nordstrom Rack and save up to 60% on brands you love. Rag & Bone, Vince, Marc Jacobs, Adidas, Joe's, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. Score new dresses, denim, sandals, designer bags, and sunglasses, plus updates for the family and home. Get your spring on for less, up to 60% less, today at your Nordstrom Rack store. What will you find?
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.